MSNBC's Hayes, Fox News Vaccine Coverage Destructive Disinformation. By Pam Key on October 5, 2021. MSNBC host Chris Hayes said Tuesday on his show All In that Fox News coronavirus vaccine coverage was destructive disinformation, and it was led by host Tucker Carlson. Hayes said, "Do not underestimate how many lies are being pumped into people watching these shows. Media Matters ran the numbers. They shared a new study with us that we published tonight is that shows Fox News pushed a claim undermining vaccines during 99% of the days in the past 6 months. 99% of the days in the past 6 months." He added, "While Rupert Murdoch's Fox News is the source of so much of this, they have been running one of the most destructive disinformation campaigns I've ever seen. Rupert Murdoch himself was among the first in line to get a vaccine back in the UK back in December of last year. Strongly encouraged people around the world to get it. Not only that, but Fox News also has a vaccine mandate stronger than the one proposed by President Joe Biden. They're requiring any unvaccinated employees to be tested every day." He continued, "And they are also all vaccinated or getting tested daily because that's the corporate requirement. So inside Fox News, everyone takes this seriously. They're in on the joke, I guess. They understand the science is quite solid. They understand the methods of preventing infection, severe illness, hospitalization, and death. The methods for maintaining a safe workplace are all pretty clear. When they go on air, they undermine that exact message." Tucker Carlson's even launched a little personal campaign against the horrible tyrannical employers out there who require their employees to get vaccinated. Hayes concluded, "Tucker, buddy, I've got news for you, the call is coming from inside the house. Your own bosses are doing this. And I've got to ask, why don't you have the courage of your convictions? The very lowest level of that courage, which of course you've failed to show, would be to actually use your platform to actually criticize your own bosses who are making this requirement. You could go on air, and you can say, 'Hey, my bosses are doing this, and I don't agree with it.' But that would require the tiniest little sliver of moral integrity. You'd have to take some little slight risk to your bottom line and your paycheck, and your stature. You're probably not going to do that. You certainly wouldn't do the thing that you've celebrated in others, which is to just quit and walk away rather than be subject to this tyranny. Although, I'm sure there would be lots of YouTubers who would be happy to host you for your exit interview if you found the courage." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.